Tamara Wallace here. I want to summarize what we did for wheat reports for Wednesday, June 26. We started with Dalton Gantz from Nest City. He was the manager at Bon Durant Grain. He said everything's been going good. They were about half done. Rain has brought test weights down a bit, but still good overall, and started June 13th. Lance Martindale, he's area manager at Dighton. He said it was a lot better than last year. Test weights were 60 to 61, not dealing with a lot of rain. Probably finish up mostly this week, and their elevator holds about 1.8 million bushels. Maddie Holzmeister, she's a merchandiser with Schuller in Oakley, and they have three locations, Winona, Monument, and Oakley. They've been super busy. Test weights, 60s and above. If it was below 60, they had some rain. May finish up by the weekend. Joel Miller with JC Cattle from Scott City. He 2 months ago thought they were going to have to spray and kill the wheat, but surprisingly, they've had some good results. And protein was 13 to 18, and they were told that they'd never seen 18 before. 40 to 80 for yields. He said that it was all over the place. 62 to 65 test weights. And then I went and spoke with Austin Forrett from Calamus, Iowa. He is with HFI Harvesting Inc. They were in Scott City. And last week in May, they'd started at El Reno, and they saw a lot of good yields, and they said all the farmers have been happy everywhere they've been to. June 17th is when they got to Scott City. Jason Baker from Scott City Co-op, he's the CEO. He said it's much improved, better quality and yields than last year. 70 to 80 bushels on dry land. He said they did see at the highest 110 on dry land. Started about 10 days ago and probably be done by 4th of July. Shane Supas from Scott City. I got to meet with him. His dad is on the Kansas Wheat Commissioner, and he wasn't able to meet with me, but Shane, his son, spoke with me and said just overall they were surprised and pleased with the results and seeing the variance from Lane to Scott County. And this has been Tamara Wallace reporting for KFRM, and that was my report for Wednesday, June 26th.